This morning for the sermon, I'd like to talk about good works. The importance of good works. The importance of good works for salvation. But it's not good works by themselves. It's faith and good works. You know, it's interesting when you have a recipe to put something together, you need all the components to put that recipe together. It's not just this and it's not just that, but it's a combination. In our salvation, we need faith, because as St. Paul says in his epistle to the Hebrews, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Let's take, for example, some atheist doesn't believe in God. He might do good works. You know, might donate something to some charitable cause or whatever. Those works that he does are good, but he's not going to receive a supernatural reward for them. They can, if he does good works, maybe give him opportunities to see the light and to recognize God's existence and come to God, hopefully. But of themselves, if you don't have faith, your good works are not going to merit for you an eternal reward in heaven. I remember a gentleman up in Minnesota. His wife and children were Catholic, went to Mass, knew them very well, but he didn't go to church. In fact, he was a Mason. And he used to take me, when I go up to Minnesota once a year, he'd take me fishing and hunting. And out of the blue, he'd come up with some question about religion. But I find it interesting, otherwise a good man, he did good works, but he didn't practice. He came down with bone cancer. I remember him letting me know, and I said, John, I'm going to be praying for you. This is really a bad deal. But that was his opportunity for grace. He came back to God, came back to the church, came back to the sacraments. He died a very devout death. I actually remember I gave the eulogy at his funeral. And I was on crutches then because I broke my ankle. But nevertheless, I would have to say this. Good works, if you don't have faith, you're not going to get an eternal reward in heaven. And on the other hand, faith without works is not going to avail you anything. As St. James says, beloved, be doers of the word. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. What good faith, but you don't have any good works? And our St. Paul in another place in Corinthians says, if I have faith whereas to remove mountains, but I don't have charity, I'm like a sounding brass, empty inside. We got to have good works. Jesus tells us this, the Gospel of St. Matthew. And just remember that sometimes, you know, you get something thrown at you like, I don't know my quotes. Matthew chapter 7. Jesus said, by their fruits you will know them. A good tree bears good fruit, and a bad tree bears bad fruit. And every tree that's a bad tree gets cut down and burned in the fire. I can't tell you how many times I run into people, non-Catholics, Protestants, who say they're saved. It's a done deal. No, it's not a done deal. St. Paul says, I work out my salvation with fear and trembling. I work out my salvation with fear and trembling. And our Lord tells us, but he who perseveres to the end, he shall be saved. But this Matthew chapter 7, when our Lord uses this example, he says, by their fruits you shall know them, he goes on to say, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of my Father in heaven. And what's amazing? Our Lord says, for many will come to me in that day, the day of judgment, and say, Lord, didn't we not prophesy in thy name and cast out devils in thy name? And work many miracles. And the Lord's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. Never knew you. So we need to have faith and also good works. As we mentioned, Jesus said, by their fruits you shall know them. All of us, I don't know about you, but I sure like fruit pies. My favorite is cherry pie, just to let you know. Christmas coming up, Thanksgiving coming up. I also like apple pie. And there are a lot of different pies, but fruit, ripe fruit is really great. And when we have a good tree that bears good fruit, I mean, there's a certain joy and satisfaction. In the springtime, there's all these blossoms. And then it starts, you know, all of a sudden the fruit starts to appear, and then the trees are loaded down. The branches are hanging down, almost touching the ground. You just pick it right off there. Good tree, good fruit. But a bad tree doesn't do anything. Nothing comes off of it. It just cumbers the ground. Might be good for firewood. But bottom line is this. God wants to see in our lives good fruit. The fruit of good works, and especially that of charity. I'm amazed. Sometimes, you know, you read something for many years and it just jumps right at you, like, whoa. We had on November 2nd, All Souls Day, three masses. And there's the epistle for one of the masses is taken from the Apocalypse. And it says, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord, for their works follow them. My dear friends in Christ, our works will follow us. For good or for bad, our works are going to follow us as well. We have an opportunity every day to practice good works. And as we've said before, on the Feast of St. Teresa of the Little Flower, we have her statue up there. We have a stained glass one over here. St. Teresa of the Little Flower talked about the little way. Most of us are not going to be called to do some great, fantastic, spectacular front page of the newspaper stuff. No, God wants us to do what we're called to do as best we can with as much love for God. I think of the example of our Blessed Mother, the Mother of God. All of the things she did, her Immaculate Heart was burning with love for God, and it had such tremendous value. And our Blessed Mother, she knew the value of good works. After the Annunciation, when the angel Gabriel said that she was to be the mother of Jesus, the mother of God, he also said, my cousin Elizabeth, she also hath borne a child has carried a child in old age, and that she's in her 6th month. And when our Blessed Mother heard that, she went with haste right away to take care of her cousin Elizabeth. And she was like the humble servant to Elizabeth to take care of her. Our Blessed Mother was at the wedding feast of Cana. I don't know if you've been to weddings before. I'm sure you have, but they're loud. Receptions are loud. Can't even hear each other. You know, and everyone talks louder because they can't hear each other, and it gets like, can't even hear each other. Everyone's busy talking and visiting and laughing and having a good time. Weddings today are no different than the weddings at the time of our Lord, the wedding feast of Cana. But our Blessed Mother was paying attention. She saw that they were running out of wine. They ran out of wine. They have no wine. What an embarrassment for the bride and groom. And our Blessed Mother went to Jesus, and he worked his first miracle at her request. But we should notice this. Our Blessed Mother was paying attention. She was looking out for someone else. What a beautiful example our mother, our spiritual mother, gives us, the example of charity and kindness. Every day we have so many opportunities to practice charity. Don't let them pass through without meriting for them. And what does Jesus tell us? Even on the day of judgment, on the last day, when we're being judged, even that cup of cold water that was given in an act of charity will not go unrewarded. That's the reason why downstairs, when we're having our monthly pancakes and eggs breakfast, that's when we have potlucks. I'll look for older people. I'm going to get the merit of that. I'm going to get the merit of that cup of coffee. Not a cup of cold water, a cup of coffee. It's not going to go unrewarded on the day of judgment. Got to seize those moments. Look for those opportunities and benefit from them. There is a story that goes a long way, but how often, when we practice charity, whatever we do to our neighbor, we've done to Christ. We just celebrated last week St. Martin of Tours, and he was yet a catechumen, and he was a soldier, and he came across this poor man shivering in the wintertime with not anything to clothe him. And the man begged in the name of Christ for help. And St. Martin took his cloak and severed his cloak in two and wrapped the poor man with his own cloak. And Christ appeared to him with that cloak around him and told him how special that was that he did that act of charity. Because when he did that act of charity to that poor homeless person, beggar, he did it to Christ. How important it is that we need to practice that virtue of charity and practice those good works. So let's remember this. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord, for their works follow them. Let us be, my dear friends in Christ, that good tree that bears good fruit so that those good works can follow us into eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.